Chapter 5. Goes to the country, then returns to London, to see how the world goes here in Parliament. Good night, sirs. No, no, not night. I writ this in the morning, and looking carelessly I thought it had been of last night. I dined today with Mrs. Barton, 15, alone at her lodgings, where she told me for certain that Lady S. was with child when she was last in England, and pretended a timpani, and saw everybody, then disappeared for 3 weeks, her timpani was gone, and she looked like a ghost, etc. No wonder she married when she was so ill at containing. Connolly, 16, is out, and Mr. Roberts in his place, who loses a better here, but was formerly a commissioner in Ireland. That employment cost Connolly £3,000 to Lord Wharton, so he has made one ill bargain in his life. 29. I wish M.D.A. Merry Michaelmas. I dined with Mr. Addison, and Jervis the painter, at Addison's country place, and then came home, and writ more to my lampoon. I made a tattler since I came. Guess which it is, and whether the Bishop of Clare smokes it. I saw Mr. Stern, 17, today. He will do as you order, and I will give him chocolate for Stella's health. He goes not these 3 weeks. I wish I could send it some other way. So now to your letter, brave boys. I don't like your way of saving shillings. Nothing vexes me, but that it does not make Stella a coward in a coach. 18. I don't think any lady's advice about my ear signifies twopence. However, I will, in compliance to you, ask Dr. Cockburn. Radcliffe, 19, I know not, and Barnard, 20, I never see. Walls will certainly be stingier for 7 years, upon pretense of his robbery. So Stella puns again. Why, 'tis well enough, but I'll not second it, though I could make a dozen. I never thought of a pun, since I left Ireland. Bishop of Clare's bill? Why, he paid it to me. Do you think I was such a fool to go without it? As for the 4 shillings, I will give you a bill on Parvisel for it on t'other side of this paper, and pray tear off the 2 letters I shall write to him and Joe, or let Dingley transcribe and send them, though that to Parvisel, I believe, he must have my hand for. No, no, I'll eat no grapes. I ate about 6 the other day at Sir John Holland's, but would not give 6 pence for 1,000, they are so bad this year. Yes, faith, I hope in God presto and M.D. will be together this time 12 a month. What then? Last year I suppose I was at Larriker, but next I hope to eat my Michaelmas goose at my 2 little goose's lodgings. I drink no ale, I suppose you mean ale, but yet good wine every day, of 5 and 6 shillings a bottle. Oh Lord, how much Stella writes. Pray don't carry that too far, young women, but be temperate, to hold out. Tomorrow I go to Mr. Harley. 21. Why, small hopes from the Duke of Ormond. He loves me very well, I believe, and would, in my turn, give me something to make me easy, and I have good interest among his best friends. But I don't think of anything further than the business I am upon. You see, I writ to Manley before I had your letter, and I fear he will be out. Yes, Mrs. Owl, Bly's corpse, 22, came to Chester when I was there, and I told you so in my letter, or forgot it. I lodge in Berry Street, where I removed a week ago. I have the first floor, a dining room, and bedchamber, at 8 shillings a week, plague-eye deep, but I spend nothing for eating, never go to a tavern, and very seldom in a coach, yet after all it will be expensive. Why do you trouble yourself, Mistress Stella, about my instrument? I have the same the Archbishop gave me, and it is as good now the bishops are away. The Dean friendly. The Dean be poxed. A great piece of friendship indeed, what you heard him tell the Bishop of Clare. I wonder he had the face to talk so. But he lent me money, and that's enough. Faith, I would not send this these 4 days, only for writing to Joe and Parvisel. Tell the Dean, that when the bishops send me any packets, they must not write to me at Mr. Steele's, but direct for Mr. Steele, at his office at the cockpit, and let the enclosed be directed for me. That mistake cost me 18 pence the other day. 30. I dined with Stratford today, but I'm not to see Mr. Harley till Wednesday. It is late, and I sent this before there is occasion for the bell, because I would have his letter, and Parvisel too, which you must so contrive as not to cost them double postage. I can say no more, but that I am, etc. Letter 5. London, September 30, 1710. And I brought myself into a fine premier, 1, to begin writing letters in whole sheets, and now I dare not leave it off. I cannot tell whether you like these journal letters. I believe they would be dull to me to read them over, but, perhaps, little MD is pleased to know how presto passes his time in her absence. I always begin my last the same day I ended my former. I told you where I dined today at a tavern with Stratford. Lewis, too, who is a great favorite of Harley's, was to have been with us, but he was hurried to Hampton Court, and sent his excuse, and that next Wednesday he would introduce me to Harley. 'Tis good to see what a lamentable confession the Whigs all make me of my ill usage. But I mind them not. I am already represented to Harley as a discontented person, that was used ill for not being Whig enough, and I hope for good usage from him. The Tories dryly tell me, I may make my fortune, if I please, but I do not understand them, or rather, I do understand them. October 1. Today I dined at Molesworth's, the Florence envoy, and sat this evening with my friend Dartnoof, 3, whom you have heard me talk of, the greatest punner of this town next myself. Have you smoked the Tatler that I writ? 4, it is much liked here, and I think it a pure 5-1. Tomorrow I go with Delaville, 6, the Portugal envoy, to dine with Lord Halifax near Hampton Court. 7, your Manley's brother, a Parliament man here, has gotten an employment. 8, and I am informed uses much interest to preserve his brother. And, today, I spoke to the elder Frankland, to engage his father, postmaster here, and I hope he will be safe, although he is cruelly hated by all the Tories of Ireland. I have almost finished my lampoon, and will print it for revenge on a certain great person. 9, it has cost me but 3 shillings in meat and drink, since I came here, as thin as the town is. I laugh to see myself, so disengaged in these revolutions. Well, I must leave off, and go right to Sir John Stanley, 10, to desire him to engage Lady Hyde as my mistress, to engage Lord Hyde, 11, in favor of Mr. Pratt. 12, 2. Lord Halifax was at Hampton Court at his lodgings, and I dined with him there with Methuen, 13, and Delaville, and the late Attorney General. 14, I went to the drawing room before dinner, for the Queen was at Hampton Court, and expected to see nobody, but I met acquaintance enough. I walked in the gardens, saw the cartoons of Raffle, and other things, and with great difficulty, got from Lord Halifax, who would have kept me tomorrow to show me his house and park, and improvements. We left Hampton Court at sunset, and got here in a chariot, and 2 horses time enough by starlight. That something charms me mightily about London, that you go dine a dozen miles off in October, stay all day, and return so quickly. You cannot do anything like this in Dublin. 15, I writ a second penny post letter to your mother, and hear nothing of her. Did I tell you that Earl Berkeley died last Sunday was sennight, at Berkeley Castle, of a dropsy? Lord Halifax began a health to me today. It was the resurrection of the Whigs, which I refused, unless he would add their reformation to, and I told him he was the only Whig in England I loved, or had any good opinion of. 3. This morning Stella's sister, 16, came to me with a letter from her mother, who is at Sheen, but will soon be in town, and will call to see me. She gave me a bottle of palsy water, 17, a small one, and desired I would send it, you by the first convenience, as I will, and she promises a quart bottle of the same. Your sister looked very well, and seems a good modest sort of girl. I went then to Mr. Lewis, first secretary to Lord Dartmouth, 18, and favorite to Mr. Harley, who is to introduce me tomorrow morning. Lewis had with him one Mr. Diet, 19, a justice of peace, worth £20,000, a commissioner of the stamp office, and married to a sister of Sir Philip Meadows, 20, envoy to the emperor. I tell you this, because it is odds, but this Mr. Diet will be hanged, for he is discovered to have counterfeited stamped paper, in which he was a commissioner, and, with his accomplices, has cheated the Queen of £100,000. You will hear of it before this come to you, but maybe not so particularly, and it is a very odd accident in such a man. Smoke presto writing news to M.D. I dined today with Lord Mountjoy at Kensington, and walked from thence this evening to town like an emperor. Remember that yesterday, October 2 was a cruel hard frost, with ice, and 6 days ago I was dying with heat. As thin as the town is, I have more dinners than ever, and am asked this month by some people, without being able to come for pre-engagements. Well, but I should write plainer, when I consider Stella cannot read. 21, and Dingley is not so skillful at my ugly hand. I had tonight a letter from Mr. Pratt, who tells me Joe will have his money, when there are trustees appointed by the Lord Lieutenant for receiving and disposing the linen fund. And whenever those trustees are appointed, I will solicit whoever is Lord Lieutenant, and am in no fear of succeeding. So pray tell her item word, and bid him not be cast down. For Ned Southwell, 22, and Mr. Addison both think Pratt in the right. Don't lose your money at Manly's tonight, sirs. 4. After I had put out my candle last night, my landlady came into my room, with a servant of Lord Halifax, to desire I would go dine with him at his house near Hampton Court. But I sent him word, I had business of great importance that hindered me, etc. And today I was brought privately to Mr. Harley, who received me with the greatest respect and kindness imaginable. He has appointed me an hour on Saturday at 4, afternoon, when I will open my business to him, which expression I would not use, if I were a woman. I know you smoked it, but I did not till I read it. I dined today at Mr. Delaval's, the envoy for Portugal, with Nick Rowe, 23, the poet, and other friends, and I gave my lampoon to be printed. I have more mischief in my heart, and I think it shall go round with them all, as this hits, and I can find hints. I am certain I answered your 2D letter, and yet I do not find it here. I suppose it was in my fourth. And why N2D, 3D, is it not enough to say, as I do, 1, 2, 3, etc. I am going to work at another tailor. 24, I'll be far enough, but I say the same thing over 2 or 3 times, just as I do, when I am talking to little MD, but what care I? They can read it as easily as I can write it. I think I have brought these lines pretty straight again. I fear it will be long, before I finish 2 sides at this rate. Pray, dear MD, when I occasionally give you any little commission mixed with my letters, don't forget it, as that to Morgan and Joe, etc., for I write just as I can remember, otherwise I would put them all together. I was to visit Mr. Stern today, and give him your commission about handkerchiefs. That of chocolate I will do myself, and send it him when he goes, and he will pay me when the giver's bread. 25, etc. Tonight I will read a pamphlet, to amuse myself. God preserve your dear healths. 5. This morning Delaval came to see me, and we went together to Kneller's. 26, who was not in town. In the way we met the electors for Parliament men. 27, and the rabble came about our coach, crying, a colt, a Stanhope, etc. We were afraid of a dead cat, or our glasses broken, and so were always of their side. I dined again at Delaval's, and in the evening, at the coffee house, heard Sir Andrew Fountain, 28, was come to town. This has been but an insipid sort of day, and I have nothing to remark upon it worth 3 pence. I hope M.D. had a better, with the Dean, the Bishop, or Mrs. Walls. 29. Why, the reason you lost 4 and 8 pence last night, but won at Manly's was, because you played bad games. I took notice of 6, that you had 10-1 against you. Would anybody mad lady go out twice upon Manilio, Basto, and 2 small diamonds? 30. Then in that game of spades, you blundered when you had 10 ace. I never saw the like of you. And now you are in a huff, because I tell you this. Well, here's 2 and 8 pence halfpenny towards your loss. 6. Sir Andrew Fountain came this morning, and caught me writing in bed. I went into the city with him, and we dined at the chop house with Will Pate. 31. The learned woolen draper. Then we sauntered at China shops. 32. And booksellers. Went to the tavern, drank 2 pints of white wine, and never parted till 10. And now I am come home, and must copy out some papers I intend for Mr. Harley, whom I am to see, as I told you, tomorrow afternoon, so that this night I shall say little to M.D., but that I heartily wish myself with them, and will come, as soon as I either fail, or compass my business. We now hear daily of elections. And, in a list I saw yesterday of about 20, there are 7 or 8 more Tories than in the last Parliament, so that I believe they need not fear a majority, with the help of those who will vote as the court pleases. But I have been told that Mr. Harley himself would not let the Tories be too numerous, for fear they should be insolent, and kick against him, and for that reason they have kept several Whigs in employments, who expected to be turned out every day, as Sir John Holland the Controller, and many others. And so get you gone to your cards, and your claret and orange, at the Dean's, and I'll go right. 7. I wonder when this letter will be finished. It must go by Tuesday, that's certain, and if I have one from M.D. before, I will not answer it, that's as certain too. 'Tis now morning, and I did not finish my papers for Mr. Harley last night, for you must understand Presto was sleepy, and made blunders and blots. Very pretty that I must be writing to young women in a morning fresh and fasting, faith. Well, good morrow to you, and so I go to business, and lay aside this paper till night, sirs. At night. Jackow 33, told Harley, that if there were a lower place in hell than another, it was reserved for his porter, who tells lies so gravely, and with so civil a manner. This porter I have had to deal with, going this evening at 4 to visit Mr. Harley, by his own appointment. But the fellow told me no lie, though I suspected every word he said. He told me his master was just gone to dinner, with much company, and desired I would come an hour hence. Which I did, expecting to hear Mr. Harley was gone out, but they had just done dinner. Mr. Harley came out to me, brought me in, and presented to me his son-in-law Lord Doblin, 34, or some such name, and his own son, 35, and, among others, Will Penn, 36, the Quaker. We sat 2 hours drinking as good wine as you do, and 2 hours more he and I alone, where he heard me tell my business, entered into it with all kindness, asked for my powers, and read them, and read likewise a memorial 37 I had drawn up, and put it in his pocket to show the Queen, told me the measures he would take, and, in short, said everything I could wish. Told me, he must bring Mr. St. John, 38, Secretary of State, and me acquainted, and spoke so many things of personal kindness and esteem for me, that I am inclined half, to believe what some friends have told me, that he would do everything to bring me over. He has desired to dine with me.
What a comical mistake was that.
I mean he has desired me to dine with him on Tuesday. And after 4 hours being with him, set me down at St. James Coffee House in the Hackney coach. All this is odd and comical, if you consider him and me. He knew my Christian name very well. I could not forbear saying thus much upon this matter, although you will think it tedious. But I'll tell you, you must know, 'tis fatal,
39,
to me to be a scoundrel, and a prince the same day. For, being to see him at 4, I could not engage myself to dine at any friend's, so I went to Took, 40, to give him a ballad and dine with him, but he was not at home. So I was forced to go to a blind 41 shop house and dine for 10 pence upon gill ale, 42 bad broth, and 3 chops of mutton, and then go reeking from thence to the first minister of state. And now I am going in charity to send steal a tailor who is very low of late. I think I am civiller than I used to be, and have not used the expression of "oo" in Ireland and "ee" in England as I did when I was here before, to your great indignation. They may talk of the you-know-what, 43, but, gad, if it had not been for that, I should never have been able to get the access I have had. And if that helps me to succeed, then that same thing will be serviceable to the church. But how far we must depend upon new friends, I have learned by long practice, though I think among great ministers, they are just as good as old ones. And so I think this important day has made a great hole in this side of the paper, and the fiddle faddles of tomorrow and Monday will make up the rest, and, besides, I shall see Harley on Tuesday before this letter goes. 8. I must tell you a great piece of refinement, 44, of Harley. He charged me to come to him often. I told him I was loth to trouble him in so much business as he had, and desired I might have leave to come at his levee, which he immediately refused, and said, that was not a place for friends to come to. 'Tis now but morning, and I have got a foolish trick. I must say something to M.D. when I wake, and wish them a good morrow, for this is not a shaving day, Sunday, so I have time enough. But get you gone, you rogues, I must go right. Yes, 'twill vex me to the blood, if any of these long letters should miscarry. If they do, I will shrink to half sheets again. But then what will you do to make up the journal? There will be 10 days of Presto's life lost, and that will be a sad thing, faith and troth. At night, I was at a loss today for a dinner, unless I would have gone a great way, so I dined with some friends that board here about, 45, as a sponger, 46, and this evening Sir Andrew Fountainwood needs have me go to the tavern, where, for 2 bottles of wine, Portugal, and Florence, among 3 of us, we had 16 shillings to pay, but if ever he catches me so again, I'll spend as many pounds. And therefore I have it among my extraordinaries, but we had a neck of mutton dressed a la maintenon, that the dog could not eat. And it is now 12 o'clock, and I must go sleep. I hope this letter will go, before I have M.D.'s 3rd. Do you believe me? And yet, faith, I long for M.D.'s 3rd too, and yet I would have it to say, that I writ 542. I am not fond at all of St. James Coffee House, 47, as I used to be. I hope it will mend in winter, but now they are all out of town at elections, or not come from their country houses. Yesterday I was going with Dr. Garth, 48, to dine with Charles Main, 49, near the Tower, who has an employment there. He is of Ireland. The Bishop of Clare knows him well. An honest, good-natured fellow, a thorough hearty laugher, mightily beloved by the men of wit. His mistress is never above a cook maid. And so, good night, etc. 9. I dined today at Sir John Stanley's. My Lady Stanley, 50, is one of my favorites. I have as many here as the Bishop of Killala has in Ireland. I am thinking what scurvy company I shall be to M.D. when I come back. They know everything of me already. I will tell you no more, or I shall have nothing to say, no story to tell, nor any kind of thing. I was very uneasy last night with ugly, nasty, filthy wine that turned sour on my stomach. I must go to the tavern. Oh, but I told you that before. Tomorrow I dine at Harley's, and will finish this letter at my return, but I can write no more now, because of the Archbishop. Faith, 'tis true, for I am going now, to write to him an account of what I have done in the business with Harley. 51, and, faith, young women, I'll tell you what you must count upon, that I never will write one word on the third side in these long letters. 10. Poor MD's letter was lying so huddled up among papers, I could not find it. I mean poor Presto's letter. Well, I dined with Mr. Harley today, and hope some things will be done. But I must say no more. And this letter must be sent to the post house, and not by the bellman. 52, I am to dine again there on Sunday next. I hope to some good issue. And so now, soon as ever I... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.